Hello, this is Nan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Donna. Hi.
Hey, Donna. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. Good. I got your email and I did respond to it. I didn't know if you saw it or not, just to let you know. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So much.
Okay.
You sound like you have a bit of cold.
Oh, I'm just getting over a sinus infection.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know.
Great time for that.
There's always something, I know. But those antibiotics work really fast, so I'm very grateful for that.
Good. That's excellent.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for asking. So who else is there? Malia?
This is Tom.
Hi, Malia. Hi, Tom. How are you both today?
Okay.
Good?
Cold.
Okay.
Cold.
Cold, yeah.
Snowed in.
Lots of snow
on the ground in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're having the snow day here, too. So.
Yeah, so.
I was just talking with one of my colleagues who lives in Houston. And he was saying they've been without water or electricity for 3 days.
Oh, dear.
Oh yeah. So
wow.
He was kind of joking
yeah.
about camping, but holy mackerel, you know, in addition to this cold weather. Oh, I wouldn't want to be camping in this kind of cold today, that's for sure. Oh, my God.
No way.
No, not at all. So I haven't heard from Joanne or Liz. I guess I don't know what's happened with them. And I don't know if Shalini is going to be joining us. I hope so. So were there any problems, any challenges with last week's exercises, or how about wins?
This is Donna. I'll share.
Go ahead, Donna.
For me, I got a lot clearer about my goals that are in line with my life purpose. So I really went through the SMART portions of those goals, and that gave me a lot of, I guess, clarity that, you know, geez, here are the steps that I need to do to get to the end goal, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, could be part of what's so important to me for my life purpose. These are more along the lines of my job, but that was really helpful for me to do that. And I think the value exercise from weeks past helped that. Many of these processes have helped, you know, me getting clear on what specific goals I could take care of that will help get me closer to that goal. Or, you
mm-hmm.
know, so I just share that because I don't think I'm doing things like, I don't know if there's any perfect way to do it, but I probably am doing some things out of order as they make sense for me or as I'm, because I could, so a challenge, so that's a positive. And then the challenge I would say is I've carved out time in my days for doing the exercises in the class, and it's, I'll just say it's interesting how other things can creep in and, you know, or I'm not able to focus at that time because I'm distracted because I need to cook something or the dogs need to go out or what it is, you know. And it's, so it's really been like a daily commitment to just not give up and just keep trying, you know, put the time on my schedule and move forward. But I have found that the challenge for me has been not committing the time because I'll have the time there and I won't have other commitments, but it's like I can't focus on doing what it is that I can do because it's like really deep work, I feel.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But that has been a part of my challenge. And then that's the win is that I did feel really great about setting up those goals and getting the steps in there, making them specific, you know, just all those pieces. And I've known that before about goal setting, but for me, it just seem to flow much better because of the background and other things we've done in this class.
Mm. That's a great share. Thank you so much. And you know, it's interesting about clarity is that, you know, first comes the confusion and the frustration and all of the anxiety and everything that comes along with that. And then comes the clarity, and with clarity comes confidence and comfort. And then you move on to more frustration and anxiety. And knowing on the other side of that is the clarity and the comfort and the confidence again, you know. And I think that's just, that seems to be the process that we move through life is, you know, it's not just a straight incline to success or decline. it's the ups and downs.
Yeah. Thank
you
for that.
Yeah.
Even it's just accepting some of that anxiety around, you know, wishing I was farther along, wishing I had this like great thing already done, and, you know, knowing that this part of the process might be ups and downs or challenges and wins, and
mm-hmm.
just that, well, I'm not quitting, you know, I'm not stopping, I'm continuing forward, because I have a goal, whether that, you know, however that's going to end up, but I see the value in having, you know, a life purpose mission statement. And all of it, it's, yeah, so it's been a spiritual journey, I guess, for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Really, that the self-awareness that comes from just opening up and looking at yourself with honesty and vulnerability,
mm-hmm.
I think that's really important and in order for you to see, you know, the true self.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's, you know, how you react to some of the challenges that are, you know, that are thrown our way. And remembering too that mindset is so powerful. You know, that, we can choose to look at challenges as the things that stop us, or we can just look at them as opportunities for learning and keep on going, you know? And I think for those of us who can see possibilities rather than, what's the word I'm looking for? Rather than maybe looking at possibilities as gates that can open rather than gates that keep us where we are. I really believe that, you know, our thoughts create our reality. And if we don't like our reality, then we have the power to change what it is, don't we? What do you all? Oh, I heard a beep. I better acknowledge that beep. Who's joining us?
Yeah, hi, Nan. This is Shalini. I'm sorry joined a little late.
Oh, that's all right. We're glad that you're here.
Thank
you. Just talking about
I'm glad as well.
good. Anyone else have anything to share about last week's exercises or anything that's come up for you? I know this has been an internal journey for each of you, and some of you might have discovered some things about yourselves that maybe surprised you, and maybe you got confirmation about other things that perhaps you've been wondering about. So, Donna, that was a really great share on your experience, and I appreciate that. Anyone else want to share a purpose you've discovered or something that perhaps was a surprise or a confirmation for you?
This is Malia.
Yeah.
I completely share Donna's feelings about it. It's, you know, we've all done this for other reasons, like for our work, but it's really hard to do it for yourself. It does take a lot of energy. It takes kind of getting into that zone, and that's been my challenge, is to, you know, just sit down and do it. And once you do it, you know, it's surprising how much it all ends up making sense. I would say that, like Donna, I've kind of gone through a circuitous path to get to an action plan or SMART. And there's been some validating things along the way for me. I do a lot of organizing for our family, not our immediate family, but it's my extended family and my siblings. And I've always felt like Miss Bossy Pants, you know, telling everybody what to do, where to go, when to do it. And as I went through my goals and my legacy, it was, you know, one of them that really stood out was to make a stronger family or maintain a strong family. And then as I went through the process and got to the goals, you know, the goals were make sure the family gets together at least so many times a year. And, you know, keep up the address list. And these are all things that I do that I always feel like Miss Bossy Pants. But I will try to reframe that as working towards achieving my goals of keeping the family together. And like you said, you know, our thoughts create our reality. Just reframe that as that.
Oh my gosh, you're like the touchstone for your family.
Well, I hope they see it that way, but I guess I don't really care too much about what they think. If they want to delete my emails, they can.
Exactly. And they wouldn't show up for the events that you schedule, you know, or you'd be hearing from them perhaps that said, you know, don't bother. You take me off your list.
Right. And that's not what I hear. You know, I hear gratitude.
Yes. I can imagine that you would, because they're probably all benefiting from the strong family and appreciating what you do, even if they're, you know, even if they don't voice that gratitude, you can tell by the fact that they're there and they're engaged, you know, as part of the family. And, you know, hopefully that's enough for you, that they don't look at you as being this bossy pants. They look at you as being the person who's keeping the family strong and caring about one another.
Yeah.
It's interesting, the stories that we tell ourselves, isn't it? And that really, that's all it is a story. When we believe something that's untrue, that's because we've chosen to believe that story. And all we have to do is tell ourselves a new story. Just as you have done right now. And as you've been going through these exercises, you've chosen to tell yourself a new story about your place in the family, your reason for doing these things, and how your family looks upon you and feels about you. I love that you've chosen to do that. Good for you.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Well,
Nan, this is Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Something that I've really gotten out of this course and something I've gotten from the working on the exercises from last week was that I realized that, for instance, little things, like in my SMART goals, I wasn't putting them on my calendar. I began to put specific things on my calendar to complete, and I actually completed them, you know, instead of wondering, why don't I get anything done? Wow. You know?
Yeah,
and that really helped. Isn't that amazing? You know, when you actually start putting stuff and carving time slots out on your calendar for stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how does that make you feel when you realize that you're completing your goals?
Oh, it makes me feel awesome. You know, it makes me feel wonderful. But when we talk about identifying and developing personal support systems, I begin to realize my family was very good. And I like what, forgive me, what's your name said about family just now?
Malia.
Malia said about family. Thank you. And those family relationships are so strong, and I hadn't realized how much stronger, how much support that I actually had from family relationships, just the people around me. And I began to see that and appreciate that even more. So
that's nice.
So it's been a good journey.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Tom. I've really appreciated your shares, your interaction, your participation in our discussion. I'm glad to see that you're getting so much from it. It's interesting about family. You know, when you think about allies, family is usually the first people that you think about. And I remember back in the day, I was doing a training with some volunteers, and they were doing support work, and the person asked the question, do you have any family that lives close to you, you know, your parents or your siblings or anything? And the person, the woman said, yes, my mother lives next door, and my sister's family and her family live just a few doors down. And the volunteer said something like, well, then, you know, there you go. And the woman said, yeah, but that's the problem. My mother lives next door and my sister just lives down the street. And so, you know, you can't assume that family is an ally, because sometimes they're not. And, you know, with family dynamics the way that they are, sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't, I guess. The definition of ally has to be somebody that you trust to have your back, to support you, and so forth. So I'm glad that you can look at your family in that way, too. That's nice. Shalini, do you want to share your thoughts and feelings about the exercises from last week?
Yes, Nan, you know, I wanted to share you know, what's been happening. Actually, I'm in the middle of relocating.
Yes.
So, I had shared that with you last time. And so I'm back home, and I did finalize a new house. And So a lot of my energies have been there, and I've just gotten back last week, but we're in the middle of packing everything right now not being ready.
So this is not exactly the time for you to be sitting and reflecting on, or maybe it is.
but somehow I'm able to get my hands, get myself involved in this. But I'm really benefiting from, listening on to everyone's stories. And I hope to finish my exercises and, as and when I things kind of stabilize at my end.
Uh-huh.
And I hope I will be able to email you post even after this is done. And in case I have something that I need to share or discuss with you, would that be all right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And Donna had a good idea about whether or not we might want to have a follow-up call as a group, and I'll put the question to you whether you think that's a good idea, and if so, how long a gap do you want to have between now and a reconnection call, maybe we could call it that.
Right. I would love that. I would really appreciate if we could do that. I'm not too sure about how long. I think I would rather ask the group as to what they're comfortable with, but I'll be there.
Okay. That sounds great. What do the rest of you think about that idea?
What comes to mind for me is I just kind of got a jolt of, oh my gosh, I'll be accountable.
Uh-huh.
I think it's probably a positive thing if, I don't want this to be something that I just do one-off and then put it away. So the thought of having a call, I like it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about, do you have any thoughts, a month, 2 months, 6 months? What are your thoughts, Tom?
I think that would be a really good idea. I think that, I like that. Suddenly accountability, and I don't just end the course and just, okay, I forget everything I learned. Because I really need to keep this going. This is something that I need to continue with.
Okay.
So, yeah, wow. I like that.
Okay, so tell me exactly, and Donna and you two jump in, because this was your idea, which I absolutely loved when I heard it, and I thought, wow, I wonder why I didn't think of that myself. It's a wonderful idea. What is it that you want to be held accountable for?
This is Donna. Thank you. And I want to have the time to complete all of the lessons that, that I didn't get to all of, and I'd like to have a powerful mission statement or purpose statement, that I could read the way that you did yours, the one that you shared with us. Yeah, and I think I know that it doesn't have to be perfect, and, I'd send you an email. Oops, sorry. I'm not a perfectionist, so it's not like I'm surprised. I'm usually pretty comfortable with just putting something together, knowing that I can change it, I'm not stuck with it, my vision board that I did a 2-page one, only one of the ones I posted on Facebook, but there was another one where I must have had 100 pictures in it. And I, made them really, really small, but to me it was like, it was my life, and that works.
Mm.
But then sometimes there's too much, and I need to focus on what's important and really get to those, you know, breaking down those. These are the three things that are really, really important. And then these are the goals to get to the three things. So I'm just throwing it out there, a month. I had a different type of class where we had, you know, kind of assignments like that. And I want to say it was about a month. We had a time to reconnect, and not everyone showed up. It was a much bigger class. So there was probably 50 people in it. Not everybody showed up that did. Like, I know for sure it held me accountable to saying, you know, to doing the things I said I would do, which to me, like I just said, I would commit to going through the exercises and doing whatever I didn't do. Or going back and doing it with a fresh set of eyes. And I'd like to have that, you know, statement, even if it's not perfect, and knowing that I could change it tomorrow if I wanted to. If I did it today, I could do it tomorrow, or change it tomorrow. And as I go through, I may find more, but I like the idea of accountability. And I also like the idea, for me, what really is so nice, like Malia is my partner or my buddy, and I just feel like it's nice when you're doing it with other people, because, and it doesn't, it's not like everyone needs to do the same thing, but it's nice to know that, you know, you look forward to knowing that you're on the journey together, even if everyone has their own journey, and, you know, it's a safe place to kind of share and come back and say, oh, you know, so I like that, to not do it just myself, because it feels like you're part of something bigger.
Yeah. How does that feel for the rest of you if we come back together, say a month or so from now, or 6 weeks, and each of you reads your mission statement and perhaps your values, or, you know, an ethics statement or whatever, and your life purpose statement, and talk about your goals and how they've changed, perhaps, now that you have these goals or these statements, how that impacted your goals, or in Tom's case, you know, really helped him to finish the goals. Or is there something else? Sorry, Malia.
I think a month would be great.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like? I mean, obviously, I'll, you know, facilitate you sharing your thoughts and feelings the way that we do in all of these classes. Is there anything else in particular that you'd like to see on the agenda for that connection meeting, reconnection meeting?
Nan, this is Tom. I like your suggestion you made of revisiting our mission, our goals, because I really, it's been a wonderful 6 weeks, but I feel like I've barely even touched on some of the mission statement and goals. Every time I look at it, I'm redefining it. And so, I think coming back in a month would be good, because it means I've had time to really think it over and work and keep working on it.
Okay. Shalini, how about you? Is that a month good for you?
Yes, sounds good. I would have preferred it 6 weeks, but I can make a month happen for sure. If everybody agrees on a month, it's good enough for me as well. Thank you.
Okay. So what's today now? Today is the 16th. Okay, well, a month from now, it would be the 16th of March, and I'm off that week. So how about we make it the 23rd, and that's 5 weeks from now. So that's gives Shalini a little bit more time. How do you all feel about that?
Sounds good to me. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. The rest of you, the 23rd?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, let's do that then. We'll meet for, we'll make it noon on the 23rd, and just check in with one another and see how everyone's doing.
Would it be
so? Is noon on the 23rd the same time frame as this? So that's central.
Yes, the very same time that we're meeting now.
Okay,
because you're.
I'm Eastern time.
That's noon Eastern.
Noon Eastern, so yeah. Whatever. Yeah, it's the same time that we're meeting today.
That'll be great, Nan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you, Donna. For
available. Sorry,
yes, the same bridge line. Everything the same. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
I had some questions that I'm going to ask each of you to share your answers with, okay?
Okay.
Here are my three questions. What are you most proud of about taking this course, completing the exercises that you've completed? The second question is, what has been your most valuable learning? And the third question, who are you now that you weren't when we started? So perhaps, in other words, how have you changed, if at all? So, most proud of, most valuable learning, and who are you now?
This is Donna.
And, yes.
Oh, I'm. Did you want to
go ahead? It was funny.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I thought maybe you had a question. I'm going to invite you to share in the order that I asked you that you volunteered in week one. Okay. So, Malia, you were the first one to share in week one. So whenever you're ready to share your answers.
I would say that I'm most proud of taking ownership of some of the things that I didn't feel good about. So, for example, my Miss Boss Pants and changing that frame of mind to achieving one of my life goals. So I'm most proud of being able to reframe some of the things and taking ownership of who I am. Do you want me to go through all three of them, or do you want to go around?
I love that. No, you might as well do all three of them. What's your most valuable learning?
The most valuable learning for me was, I think it was on day one when you talked about fear. And the fear is, just lies that we believe. And that has really, I need to do a lot more work on that, but that has really served me well. So that's probably the most valuable learning that I had.
Oh, that's awesome. So you can look at fear a little bit differently now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely not there yet, but.
Well, I mean, it's always there. Fear is always present. So, as long as you, know you have a tool to be able to decide what to do about it, that's great.
Yeah.
And
how I've changed, I guess it would just go back to the first thing, which is just taking ownership and yeah, it's kind of taking ownership of my life in a sense.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've had, obviously, you've had some big challenges show up that were unanticipated, and yet you've continued on, and you've been able to look at those a little bit differently, I think, judging from the way that you have talked about them, that, again, you didn't let that fear take over and strand you. You accepted it for what it is, and you're moving forward. It's interesting. Do you think that being in this course at this point in time and looking at what happened when the tree fell through your roof, do you think this, the way that you are looking at yourself internally, helped you to adapt to that situation any differently than you might have before?
I do, because it's such an ungrounding situation where, you know, my security just like boom,
mm-hmm.
gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so what has been really helpful to me is to do these grounding exercises that show me that the place that I live and the situation with my house is not in the scheme of things, in my life purpose. It doesn't really even play a role. I mean, as a matter of fact, when I go through all my goals and actions, it didn't even come up, which was very grounding to me. It's like, okay, this is a blip, and it's not even a part of my life purpose.
I love that. I love that. Well, in week one, I asked you what you wanted to take away from the course, and what you said was, you wanted to give yourself permission to move forward, and you really wanted to learn your life purpose. And I asked you if there was anything that you wanted to change or let go of or enhance about yourself. And you said you wanted to change what it means to move forward, because you kept stalling in the past. So that was interesting.
So awesome. I'm so glad you recorded it.
Yeah, so it's interesting that, you know, it looks like you really have discovered how to move forward, because, you know, you're looking at the past in different ways from the sounds of it. When I hear you talk about, you know, you're no longer Miss Bossy Pants, you're seeing yourself in a different way. How do you feel about the past keeping you stalled from now on?
Well, certainly putting together the thought of what my legacy really, I want my legacy to be, and then the SMART goals, it makes me look forward rather than back.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you.
That's great. You're welcome. Shalini, you were the second to volunteer in week one. So let's hear from you. What are you most proud of?
Hey, I cannot say that I'm proud of completing all my, exercises and assignments. they're not, but I'm very proud of taking up this course. And I mean that. I think the course had a great structure. It made me really, really think about my values that I have and introspect. And in trying to do so, I have been trying to figure out what I am and what I stand for. What has been my most valuable learning? I think there are too many, although I cannot say in all honesty because I haven't really completed the exercises. But what's really touched me is that, looking for positives in every situation, trying to be thankful for all that I have, and the fact that I can, change my story. And so those are, I think, my valuable takeaways from this. And who am I now? I think who am I now is somebody who's trying to gather courage to just be myself and not be just somebody who just does what needs to be done, or somebody who's always into the roles. I think that is who I am now. Thank you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I have to tell you, I am so impressed that you have shown up, for so many of these calls with all that you've got going on. You've been traveling, you've been packing, and now you're unpacking, and, your life has been in constant turmoil. And yet you've shown up for these calls and you've participated and contributed. And I really appreciate that. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Here's what you were looking for in terms of a takeaway in week one. You said that you wanted to be more mindful and to look at things more consciously. And you mentioned the yoga that you've been taking and examining your life. When I asked about change, let go of, or enhance, you said, taking the time to examine, are you living authentically, aligned with your purpose and values? You were looking for your tribe.
Yes.
You mentioned that you love helping people. And when you talked about living authentically, you said it's not people-pleasing, it's pleasing yourself, looking for satisfaction and meaning and add value to others' lives. So it's just exactly what you said, that you've been, changed by the things that we've been talking about and gathering the courage to just be yourself and know that you're enough and you have so much to offer people, for sure. In terms of looking for your tribe, I'm not sure whether that's happened for you, with all that you've been had going on. Have you had time to look?
I'm just so busy gathering and putting everything together. So.
Yeah. I think, that's perhaps something that can go on your goal list moving forward once you've gotten to the place where you've got clarity and comfort and confidence, and then you can start looking for your tribe, what do you think?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think it's, for me, it's a change of location, and a change of cities. And I think this gives me a new start, fresh new beginning, and that's how I would like to look at it, and not dwell on the changes, but look at it as a fresh start and new beginning.
Yeah.
And
new opportunity.
And it is, yes. And going forward, that I, when I start doing what I love to do, I think things will fall into place. And I, with the set of, you know, positive affirmations, and we've spoken about law of attraction, I think that will slowly, you know, come all together.
I think it will too. I think it will too. Well, thank you, Shalini. I really appreciate your share. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so, Tom, you were the next to volunteer.
Okay, thanks. So, as far as the first question, what change?
What are you most proud of?
Is that correct?
Yeah.
What am I most proud of? Yikes. I almost feel like, I think what I'm most proud of is that I have dared to take on a challenge here of really making something, solvable. Okay. Something that I can really hold on to. And I think I'm most proud of the fact that I've come up with a personal mission statement and started to define my persona, my goals, and my desires. Okay. I would say the most valuable learning in that is, well, two things actually. The most valuable learning was understanding fear and understanding mindset, understanding that really my success or my failure is in my mind. And so that has been helping me to, and that leads into the third question, you know, where am I now? How have I changed? Well, I think I've got a lot more clarity. I'm taking ownership, but I found much more clarity and purpose in my mission.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, but wow, back to one. What am I most proud of? That's a toughie.
Well, it's nice that you've got choices.
Yeah, because I'm a work in progress, but I'm a good work in progress.
For sure, for sure. In week one, your takeaway was that you said you had never written down your purpose, and you wanted to start designing that. And in terms of what you wanted to change, let go of, or enhance, you said you wanted the ability to tell people what your purpose is without stumbling.
Absolutely. And I think that I'm getting to that point now, having that written, seeing it written, but reading it out loud, too, was helpful, and understanding my purpose now. Excuse me. I never even thought about it. In week one, I never even thought about, you know, what's my purpose here? What am I trying to do? And now I've really put a lot of thought into it, and it's coming clear. It's coming very clear.
Wow. That is so great. You know, I've been, Tom, I've been impressed because I guess because you're male. To be honest with you, you're the first man I've ever had in this course. It's always been women.
Okay.
And I was so, so pleased. It is interesting that, you know, that few men are realizing how important it is to have, you know, really thought about, examined, and deciding upon, you know, how you want to show up in the world and who you want to be and, you know, who you want to influence, if you will, through your authenticity. And I've just admired you so much that you've been willing to be vulnerable, you know, to a group of women that you don't know. To me, it just shows the, you know, the strength of character that you have, and I just really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't make me cry.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Oh, and I love your humor. Thank you for bringing your humor.
No problem.
And so, Donna, you were next to volunteer. Okay. And the first to volunteer today. Thank you. So tell us what you're most proud of.
I'm most proud of my vision board. You know, I'm just really proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just that I did it. It was that I ordered it printed, and it came in the mail, and I opened it up, and I hung it on the wall. So, like, follow through with it as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I can see it, and, you know, it's there, and it's, you know, helping my thoughts be in alignment with what it is that I want, and my, you know, my desires, my, you know, the just, it's a nice visual. And so I'm proud that I created it, and again, that I followed through with all those other steps, because it was that important. As far as learning, I would say the most valuable experience in the course was the mind mapping, and it was not necessarily the best takeaway for myself, but mine was very cluttered, but that's not a bad thing. It's just... Sorry, I'm at work and I'm on my break, but there's some interfering noises in the background. I apologize.
Okay.
The mind mapping was great, but it did show me that, wow, okay, if this is what's in your mind, that might be what we need to work on, you know, focus. So, and that is the second part of my learning, is the focus. So by doing the values exercises and the other things that we've been working on, it's helped me to look at, okay, if I have time in my life for this and this, and these are the three things that I'm saying are important. So I can say no to this, and I can say no to that, and I can, if this doesn't fit in, so I say no to that. And it's not like there's all this stuff coming at me, but I feel like I'm getting a good base. So maybe COVID and some other things have happened that has slowed life down, but it does make me feel more confident when I say yes to things, because I feel like I'm organized. And I think seeing that mind map and seeing it all over the place, even though it was truly a reflection of what's in my mind some days, it is what it is, and that helped me to kind of go, oh, well, if it's not clear in there, then maybe that's why it's hard to get to the point, or hard for this, or you don't feel focused, or you feel disorganized. So these aren't necessarily all weaved together, but so the who you are now, I really was thinking about this from, and the best way to describe it is that I had a situation with, not a bad situation, but I had something going on at work with a peer, and it was challenging, brought up a lot of stuff for me where it kind of affected my sleep, actually a couple of nights, if not more. So, but what that did for me during this course is it helped me, along with the exercises, I reacted to it differently, meaning reacted to a challenge, so to speak, and needing to meet with this person and clear the air. I found that I was a lot more open and that I was better at acceptance, and the word comes to mind is surrendering. For me, I know the class is familiar because I brought it up, but I did need to really surrender to, you know, I have a lot of pain, and the pain in my body does affect how I show up at work or mm-hmm. what I'm able to do at work. And so for me, it was powerful. The person, so how I'm different or where am I now is I felt real different in that meeting with that colleague because I felt like I was really listening to her, where maybe in the past I hadn't listened as much or I was ready with my own list of things, you know, the boom, 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 boom. And, yeah. you know, she really wasn't any different. She doesn't need to be any different. She's perfect just the way she is. And I think accepting that a lot of my stuff around the discomfort in that relationship or whatever it brings out is really about me, and it's really not anything to do with her. It's about me and maybe a feeling of inadequacy or feeling like somebody was pointing out what I wasn't able to do because I'm only working 4 hours a day, you know, like whatever stuff comes up. Mm-hmm. So I'm really proud of how I was in that meeting and how I stepped aside, really, you know, and that we found common ground because of it. And so in the end, you know, it was kind of like, listen, I'm likely not going to be in the same position in a couple of months. I need to make sure that my team is taken care of. I need to make sure these systems are in place so that things are clear and anybody coming in can pick it up and take off with it and not be confused. And, you know, she was on the same sheet of music, so to speak. And so now we have a common ground, a common goal that she's going to help with, and I'm going to help her with her issues, you know, like not issues, but problems at work, so to speak. And mm-hmm. I don't know how else to, like, briefly put that together other than I'm really glad that that happened during this class because not happened. It wasn't like an event. But, you know, it was very uncomfortable to have those uncomfortable nights of sleep and tossing and turning and thinking about what the meeting was going to feel like and how yeah. dare she this and whatever else was going on in my head. And it felt so much better to just let it go and step out of the way and just, you know, I don't think it's really forgiveness because she didn't do anything. I think it was just the way that I look at it. Yeah, the acceptance and yeah. the surrender. And I'm just really proud of how I was in that situation. So that's oh, what's different.
Good for you. Wow. And, you know, and maybe it's, I call it being open to outcome, where instead of being attached to a specific outcome that you predict, you know, should happen, all of those negative words should. And instead just say, hey, I'm going to be open to listening and trying to understand and, you know, not, if it doesn't end up the way I think it would or, you know, predict it would, then I'll just be okay with it. And maybe that's what it is, you're opening up to outcome and, you know, the opportunities that occur within that where, again, it's open to possibilities, which is, you know, you've accepted, that it's not a situation perhaps that is not ideal and yet, you know, you could make something from it where you both benefit. So it was a win-win.
Yeah, it has been.
That's wonderful. Well, in week one, in terms of takeaway, you said that you wanted to be more mindful. And you, in terms of change, you wanted to be more organized, mindful, purposeful and intentional.
Wow. It's funny that organized word came up.
The organized, yes. Isn't that something?
May I ask again, organized, mindful?
Organized, mindful, purposeful, and intentional.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, even looking back for listening to you talk about the situation at work, it sounds like you dealt with it much more mindfully in terms of your awareness of, you know, what was going on and purposefully and intentionally finding a resolution that was good for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, Donna, I appreciate you too, you sharing about your pain. And I don't know if I've mentioned to all of you that I have fibromyalgia. And I've lived with it for a long time. And it took me 20 years to get a diagnosis. All the doctors said they didn't. Somebody suggested it. A physiotherapist suggested that's what I had. And all the doctors I went to said they don't believe in it. It was just it's in your mind because you're a type A person. And then finally it came into recognition as, I think, a neuroscientist discovered that there really was something going on with the synapses or something around pain. And it was so relieved. It was such a relief to get the diagnosis and find out I really had something that was real. And it sounds funny to say relief at getting a diagnosis. That's how it was. And I've just learned to listen to my body and be more kind to my body when it tells me that I need to have a nap. I have a nap, you know, when I'm overdoing it, the pain worsens and I'm like, okay, I'll back off. I'll just go and sit down and rest. I won't bother with the vacuuming today. You know, that kind of thing that, it's a different way of living. And I know that on some day, my motto, you know, is always, be the best that I can be, do the best that I can. And as long as I know that I've done that, I can feel good. And some days are better than others. You know, some days, I give everything that I have to my classes, and probably some of my classes are better on some days than they are on others. And, you know, that's because, of who I am. And, It just becomes accepting limitations, finding other ways to work around them, looking for new possibilities. So I hope, Donna, that you will come to look at, my fibromyalgia came from an accident that I had when I was 35. And I look back on that and the ramifications of it were huge for even decades afterwards, but I can still look back on it and say, you know, I'm so glad that happened, because I wouldn't be here doing the things that I'm doing. You know, I've been able to find something that I love, and maybe that was the cause of me to be able to go on this inward journey and be able to come, you know, discover these exercises. And if it hadn't been for that, I wouldn't have put this course together. And so I guess being able to live mindfully and live in gratitude. And I know it sounds corny, but you all, I think, are proof that it is important. And Donna, I hope that you find the answers for your pain and can, you know, find a place of gratitude eventually.
Thank you very much, Dan.
You're welcome.
And I do definitely, I can pull gratitude from it. on many levels.
Mm-hmm. It's hard sometimes.
It's really hard. Yeah, and I had a challenge this week last week with an injection that was a good thing, you know, without going into it, but it did help me. So focusing on the positive is I have slowed down because of the pain, and I'm more mindful because of the pain. Mm-hmm. But then I'm also, I don't know, I believe that it may close a couple of doors, and that can be painful, like itself is like
mm-hmm.
a thing that,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's not the right door to continue through, but I do believe that there's going to be doors that are going to open that it wouldn't have been there, like you mentioned, you creating this class. I'm not sure what that is for me yet, but I maybe those wouldn't have, if I wouldn't have been so focused on, okay, what else can I transition to as far as a career goes, and you know, given the current job, so to speak, or the current uniform that I need to wear and the demands of the physical part of the job I'm in may not be the right fit, so I need to go into something new. I don't know. I just don't think I would have thought of things the same way or had that same heart. And even,
mm-hmm.
like, even with, say, my suit, I have a great boss. I really do. And I'm, you know, volunteering for things that aren't just physical, like just for example, there's this peer support thing at work where you're basically valuing people and ensuring that people feel cared for during a difficult time for them. And that's just
mm-hmm.
really who I am, just to do that. And so, you know, I wouldn't have normally probably been putting in for that role or to lead that group because
mm-hmm.
Just because I have other commitments, or where it wouldn't have made sense for me to do that. And, you know, now I have full support that I'm going to go through the training and I'm going to lead that. And, you know, and I see that in my position that I'll have, you know, more than I'm able to do with it because I am in a certain position,
mm-hmm.
which helps me to be more influential, which I don't usually typically look at, but it is. And so it does also help me when it comes to going to my boss, like, and saying, hey, I want to do this. I need to look at different ways to differentiate the tasks I'm doing to be more value and more service-oriented at work. And, you know, absolutely. So with, you know, maybe I would have had a no if that was 2 years ago because there's too many other priorities, you know, but now
yeah.
it makes sense. So yeah. I definitely
maybe you can be the catalyst for systemic change.
Oh, gosh. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah. Hey, Dan?
Yeah. Yes, Tom. Yes.
Yeah. I apologize for the interruption. I need to go ahead and leave the call now.
Okay.
My daughter's going to be induced here for...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I think we're going to have a new baby boy here, baby grandchild.
Oh, Tom.
So.
Okay, please, you have to email us
okay.
and let us know. Make sure. Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
I will.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
thanks.
You go.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
Okay,
we'll
I'll
talk
see you guys
in a month.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow. So we're almost at the end of our time now. So I just, you know, in terms of next steps, I think we've pretty much covered that, you know, once you get those statements written, then it helps to ensure that you do live your life on purpose and with purpose, and you know, your intentions turn into goals and actions and wins. We're going to be sending out evaluation forms to each of you. I hope you will complete them and send them back, and especially if you have any ideas for improvement, you know, in the course at all. Like Donna, you know, your idea about us reconnecting, obviously, everyone loves that idea. So that was just great, great, great feedback. And I am so looking forward to talking to all of you again 5 weeks from now. On the 23rd of March. So Take care, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For investing in yourselves and investing in this time together. It's been a pleasure for me to have gotten to meet and know each of you, and I guess we'll talk again in a month. 5 weeks. Thanks, everyone. Bye, Shalini. Bye, Donna. Bye, Malia.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.